Hello, my name is Darren Hanesian, and my colleague Angelo Perna and I have developed for the Fundamentals of Engineering Design a chemical engineering measurements module, which we'd like to discuss with you. The history of curriculum change at NJIT, the traditional engineering curricula, the math, physics, and chemistry were always taken in the first and second year. Engineering science and basic engineering courses were taken in the second and third year, and the capstone design and senior laboratory courses for each of the disciplines were taken in the fourth year. The academics jealously guarded the prerogative of curriculum content. The industrial feedback that we were getting was requesting an enhancement in the graduates' non-technical capabilities. And the students began asking, "Where's the beef?" In other words, we came here to study engineering. When are we going to get into engineering? And the administration was concerned about student retention. Rethinking the approach, NSF sponsored the CAWS grant of $200,000 in 1977 and 79 at NJIT to introduce design concepts in the freshman year. The program was completed in 1979. A new NSF initiatives began around 1991 and the late 1980s and early 1990s. Numerous coalitions were formed all over the United States. NJIT was part of the Gateway Coalition of 10 universities. Renewed interest in freshman engineering design was initiated by these coalitions. The goals of the administration were student retention, curriculum revision, and engineering design upfront. Expose students to various engineering disciplines. Goals of our industrial colleagues were they were generally satisfied with our students' technical skills over the years, but their communication skills needed work, and they wanted improvement in oral and written communication skills. They wanted computer abilities in the students. They wanted the students to be team players and be able to work on a team. And they wanted the students off and running, that is, they wanted them to immediately come to work and get started on a project. The goals of the instructors were to teach measurements through experimentation. The technical aspects of experimentation were discussed. Teamwork concepts were incorporated into the program, and report writing and oral presentations were emphasized. Real engineering exposure was given to the freshmen as soon as they got into the university. The goals of the students, interesting and exciting programs. They wanted exposure to engineering early, and they wanted to acquire their experience with the minimal effort. The National Science Foundation Initiative, for the coalitions in the early 1990s, NJIT's response to these coalitions was in 1992, we became a part of the Gateway Coalition consisting of 10 universities. The Fundamentals of Engineering Design modules in 1992 that were developed at NJIT were in mechanical engineering, electrical and computer engineering, and civil and environmental engineering. In 1993-1994, the Dean of Engineering urged the authors to develop a chemical engineering module to give the students an overview of the study of chemical engineering. The concern that we had, however, was that the students are randomly placed in various discipline sections by the Dean of Freshman Studies. There may be no students who have chosen chemical engineering assigned to the chemical engineering module. What module then, we ask, can be developed to retain the interest of these students who didn't come here to become chemical engineers? The solution that we came up with was that all engineers have to measure data and must learn about the basic concepts of measurements, standards, units, dimensions, conversion of units, concepts for correlations and dimensional analysis, collection and analysis of experimental data, and written and oral communications. The solution then was to develop an introductory freshman engineering, Fundamentals of Engineering Design 101 short course, which introduces students to the basic engineering design concepts through experimentation and experimental measurements to meet a wide variety of needs. The objectives of the program, the overall objective, was to enable freshmen to work on real engineering problems and to do this at the start of their education and not only in the traditional senior capstone design courses. The specific objectives were to move engineering design into the freshman year, to have a team approach to problem solving, to ignite interest in the freshmen about engineering with hands-on experience, to improve student retention, to initiate curriculum change, to couple freshman engineering design with computer science and the humanities, and to learn computer applications early in their career, and to learn to communicate both orally and in written reports early. The Chemical Engineering Department's response finally came in 1994. Our objective was to bring the senior level chemical engineering unit operations laboratory measurements to freshmen for exposure to design concepts at the beginning of their engineering studies. We developed a chemical engineering measurements module. We developed a comprehensive chemical engineering measurements laboratory manual for the students to use during this course. The Fundamentals of Engineering Design Program FED 101 course was institutionalized at NJIT in 1994. It was offered to all first-time, full-time freshman engineering students. It was one semester long, six class hours for 2 credits, and we had 3 concurrent sequential modules. And the modules were paired with humanities and social science course in communication skills. The program structure was 14 weeks. 3 modules were required. 1 14-week ME module that is required of all students ran for 3 hours per week. And 2 predetermined modules, 7 weeks each, 3 hours per week. These modules were chosen from either chemical engineering, civil, environmental engineering, or electrical and computer engineering. The classes were kept small, 15 to 18 students. The students worked in groups of 3, and we had about 5 or 6 groups. And the instructor was usually with 1 or 2 teaching assistants in the laboratory. The chemical engineering measurements module, the following table shows the details of how we covered the course. We found, however, that it was more effective after the initial introduction to alternate measurements in the laboratory, and then after measurements were taken, the students would go to a computation lab and make some calculations with the guidance of the instructors and the teaching assistants, then return to the laboratory. We found this alternation was more effective than continuous measurements and then continuous computation. Finally, after all the work was done, all the computations were made, the tables were made, the graphs were made, and we worked on the final report and the oral presentation, and then the oral presentations were given. And at the end of the course, there was a course review for feedback from the students and a final examination. The laboratory manual for Fundamentals of Engineering Design Program, the Chemical Engineering Module Measurements Laboratory that we developed. The course topics in the manual were first a classroom discussion of the theory of measurements, definitions, basic concepts, units, dimensions, standards, conversions, dimensional analysis, correlations, linearization of correlations, statistical analysis of correlations, and finally written reports and oral presentations on the work that they had performed. The laboratory part of the discussion, composed of the laboratory safety and good laboratory practice, the laboratory notebook, which is all very important when it comes to industrial work and the possibility of patents and litigation. The experimental studies that were performed in the course were, first, all students were required to calibrate a rotameter to measure flow rate. One group studied the pressure drop in pipes and the calibration of a Venturi meter, and another group studied each of the remaining experiments, pressure drop in a fluidized bed, pressure drop in packed towers, and efflux time from tanks. These were all in the senior chemical engineering laboratory, which is a capstone senior lab course. In 1995-1996, through the state appropriation, five new smaller scale experiments were developed for the freshmen. These were the concentric tube heat exchanger, the bench scale temperature measurement, the fluid friction measurements, fixed and fluidized bed apparatus, and fluid mixing studies. The students were required to calibrate the rotameter, and then each group was to run one of these various experiments, either in the senior lab or in the FED lab with the smaller scale equipment. The conclusions that we made following giving the courses were the students were very enthusiastic and were inspired by the course. The team approach to study was acceptable and enjoyable to them, and they felt it was beneficial. The hands-on laboratory experience was enjoyed the most. The least enjoyable part of the course was making oral presentations, and they disliked very much the lengthy laboratory written reports. Combined, they complained about the analysis of data and having to make calculations without the proper background. Students must be taught about the basics in these courses since everything is new to them. We found that student acceptance of the course was highly instructor-related, that instructors must be patient, they must be persevering, they must be sympathetic, and they must be understanding. Instructors should build confidence instead of destroying student confidence. The best instructors in the department should be assigned to teach these fundamentals of engineering freshman design courses so that the courses are successful. The biggest complaint we got from the students throughout the course was it's too much work. The final outcome at NJIT through this development came in the spring of 2000. FED 101 became two separate independent courses, but incoming freshmen were required to take both courses in the same semester. The first part of the course, FED 101C, was the computer-aided design CAD graphics, which was given by the Department of Mechanical Engineering to replace the old engineering graphics course. It was 2 hours and 10 minutes per week, 14 weeks per semester, for 1 credit hour. The second course was the Fundamentals of Engineering Design 101D, the design component, and this was 2 hours and 10 minutes per week, 14 weeks for the semester, for 1 credit. For acknowledgments, the authors appreciate the financial support for program development, which we obtained from the National Science Foundation Gateway Coalition, from the state of New Jersey, and from New Jersey Institute of Technology. The authors also wish to extend their appreciation to their students over this entire period of time, without whose help these programs would not have been possible to develop. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me, Dr. Darren Hanesian, at the Otto H. York Department of Chemical Engineering, New Jersey Institute of Technology. My telephone number is 973-596-3597. My fax number is 973-596-8436. And my email address is hanesian@adm.njit.edu.